Want to cut cooling bills without cutting comfort? Lower utility costs and enjoy cool and consistent comfort with a highly efficient air conditioner from Luxair. With Luxair's consumer rebate program, educators, nurses, first responders, military personnel, and veterans can enjoy exclusive rebates on qualifying purchases of Luxair equipment. To find a Central Indiana dealer, go to Luxair.com, L-U-X-A-I-R-E.com, and click Find a Dealer. They'll recommend a system tailored to your home that provides comfort, energy savings, and lasting performance.
This is Trackside with Kurt Cavan and Kevin Lee. Brought to you by Luxair Premium Residential Systems. A smart choice in home comfort on 93.5 and 107.5 The Fan.
Now stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Now stay tuned.
Now stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Now stay tuned for the greatest spectacle in racing.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines.
Checkered flag is out. Goodyear makes a move. Little Al wins by just a few tenths of a second. Perhaps the closest finish in the history of the Indianapolis 500.
Well, you just don't know what Indy means.
Who will win? Who is the winner?
Weldon.
Of the Indianapolis?
Dan Weldon.
Dan Weldon has won the race.
This is an amazing day, I love the Indianapolis 500. I love everything about it. I'm so glad to be drinking milk again and to be a two-time winner.
Boyd, Unser, Mears, and maybe Castroneves. Elio takes the lead out of turn one. Twin checkers out, and then there were four. Elio Castroneves joins the four-time winners club.
It's an incredible moment.
Welcome to the Indy's Nuts Burger Bash, delivered by Cluster Truck, benefiting the IU Simon Comprehensive Cancer Center. Brought to you by Fennec Pharma in partnership with the Testicular Cancer Awareness Foundation. And for those listening on radio, I will admit I used my notes there for that one. It's the Burger Bash, the 18th. Kevin Lee, Kurt Cavan, and we are just across from the street from the world's greatest race course. It's Indy 500 weekend.
It is. Whoa, that's a good sound right there. This mic is strong, just like...
That's why I have the more quiet mic.
That's why Kevin has a quiet one. Let's get... A lot happening here at the USAC office across the street from the Speedway. If you can hear us in the back, raise your hand so we can make sure everybody's good. They can all hear us.
Can anyone hear this microphone? Is it turned on? Can you hear? Yeah. Or are you just...
Kevin Lee is just loud. Welcome. It's race week. It's race weekend even. I count on Thursday race weekend. We go Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and we are going to stay on schedule all weekend.
By the way, I need to mention this because this is plausibly live. We're starting this, if you're listening live on 107.5 The Fan, and by the way, the radio show is Trackside. This is the Hensley Legal Group Race Command Center. It happens. Hire Hensley. So we're taping 5:30 local time. That's when it starts, and then this will air on the radio. So as you leave tonight, this will be on from 7 until 8. Podcast will be up just a little bit later. For those of you that are live here at USAC, still people filing in, we have a 50-50 raffle somewhere over here where you can sign up for. Where do you sign up for the 50-50 raffle? There you go. Blue tickets right over there, and I'll tell you in a bit, we have more than just the ability to donate to the IU Simon Comprehensive Cancer Center. We have the chance to win some cool stuff, and I'll get to that coming up in a little bit, and some of our auction items, and all of this benefits the IU Simon Comprehensive Cancer Center for tonight's program. And we've got guests here that have places to be, things to do, that unfortunately, because of where they're placed on the grid, they have a definite commitment. We have two of the three for the last row party coming up in just a little bit. From Junco's Hollinger Racing, Stingray Rob, who I think continues his 100% attendance at the Burger Bash, and Fox Sports Own, all except this weekend. He's got a real job. He's not a talking head anymore. He's driving the Invest car for Dreyer and Reinbold. It's Jack Harvey. Thank you, everyone. Oh, and by the way, among the auction items, There is a Jack Harvey. You need to sign this before you go. There is a soon-to-be-signed Jack Harvey canvas print courtesy of the UPS store in Plainfield.
It's a beautiful car.
It is a beautiful car. How are you, Stingray?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm good. How's the month been?
Yeah, it's been a month.
it's 2 weeks, but it feels like a month.
Yeah, man, it really does wear on you after a while. I feel like qualifying day didn't go as planned, obviously, because we're standing on the last row. But even more than that, we had a few issues here and there, and we started out with the open test back in April with a motor swap. So that put us a day behind everyone, and then we had to catch up. And I mean, you know how that goes already.
I had a dramatic exit from the open test in Hollywood fashion. I haven't seen one blow like that in a while. That was a big one.
Yeah. How about you, Jack, other than catching on fire for a little while and then having not having a fifth gear in qualifying makes it difficult to move up to the front. But in race running, it's looked really good.
Yeah. Well, we did get excluded from qualifying, so we might as well just air that out
Stop cheating.
Yeah, yeah. Like you said, though, in race running, I think we have been pretty strong, and qualifying wasn't smooth. We qualified 29th. I thought we were going to be battling to be in the top 12. So realistically, the biggest disappointment on Sunday was fifth gear, going from 29th to 33. To be honest, it's more of a pride thing. I was just trying to avoid the last row party. I have been there with Stingray before. I don't know if I'm the problem, if he's the problem. I don't know, but it feels like a collective thing. We got to stop doing this. We said it last time. I mean it this time.
Absolutely. I'm agreeing with you 100%. I'm tired of this.
What is that? Is that three appearances or two or four? I kind of forget, but you're good at moving forward.
Yeah, unfortunately, I've had a couple of not great qualifyings here. It's at least three. It's at least three. However, I do think this is the best race car I've ever had. And I feel like a lot of drivers say that, but we were good. Oh, my teammate's rocking up. Everybody, Connor Daly. There he is. He had a very smooth day on Sunday. Jealous. Yeah.
So when you are in qualifying and it's not going the way you expect and you have no idea why you're this slow.
Yeah.
Was that actually a good thing that you found out why?
Absolutely. That's a really good point, Kevin. I was a lot happier after knowing that there was an actual issue with the car. If we'd have just been slow, we'd have been scratching our head. I can't say when I saw the lap time, when I went over the yard of bricks for the first time, I said a word that I can't say in public. Here we are.
Race car moments.
Race car moments.
We love what we do.
But Stingray, it's this Sunday that matters. What's a game plan? You know, we've talked with heavy hitters like Joseph Newgarden about this, of staying patient enough, but being aggressive enough to try to move forward. What do you do on Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, starting on the last row is not ideal in any way, shape, or form. So I think that we do have to take some risk, unfortunately. But to be honest, the race really doesn't start till lap 101. I think that once you're there, you got to start positioning yourself for that kind of final dash for the front of the pack. Hopefully we can get a good strategy, maybe some yellow flags to fall our way. But it really is kind of just a bit of a survival up until that point. I think everyone kind of sorts themselves out, settles into a spot, maybe do a little fuel saving. But any chance we can take a little bit of a risk and move forward a few spots, we'll just pick them off little by little and hopefully end up top 10. I think that'd be a really great run for the day.
I was just noticing, I think Jack shaved on the way over here.
Did you notice that today? Well, did shave.
It is.
It's still a bit red.
It's almost grown back. And this young man started in February with this mustache.
Yeah.
Stingray's mustache is so thin that you guys can't even see it. Yeah. I know it. Okay. This is the second time I've made fun of this today.
Rightfully so. I deserve it.
And so tell us the story of why the mustache, why you didn't start in January.
Well, you don't think it looks good?
I think it looks fine. I'm just saying.
It's thin.
It's thin.
It needs some grow out.
I intended to have a shaved face prior to the month of May. When I rocked up to the track first of the May, all of my crew guys had mustaches. And they said, where's yours? I was like, I didn't know I was supposed to grow one.
Didn't get the memo.
I didn't get the memo. You should have told me 6 months ago. I might have been ready for it. But here I am a couple weeks later. It's still not there, but I'm trying. I am trying for the month of May to grow a mustache. It's not going to make it past the month of May.
How's your mustache game? I feel like I see you a little stubble sometimes, but otherwise pretty clean cut as Kevin Lee.
So I shave on days I'm going to be on television, which is why you've always seen me shave.
This is true.
Mostly. So check me on Thursday next week before I go to Detroit, and we'll see how we're going. Yeah.
I have some great
gray in there these days.
I have some great late 80s photos with my mustache.
I bet you could rock a mustache.
It's kind of more Stingray than Jack Harvey, but got to tell you.
Kurt had the Jeff Gordon mustache.
Jeff Gordon and I had the same mustache for about 10 years.
I'm going to Google this and have a look.
Okay.
It's available. It's available. On the front page of the Indianapolis Star often. All right, so what do you guys need to get done tomorrow in Carb Day? By the way, the latest forecast, IMS is looking at this. There's been some conversation about maybe moving up practice. They have the ability to do that. But they feel right now that we might be okay until mid-afternoon or so. So keep an eye on your socials tomorrow from IMS and the official channels if anything does happen. But it's looking better to practice between 11 until 1. How important is that for both of you? What needs to get done?
I mean, for our car, I think that's super important. We had a decent car on Monday during race trim. But the thing is that, like, with the conditions ever changing, you kind of have to build a toolbox of different setups, I feel like, for race day, because you just don't know what it's going to be like. But I think for us, we kind of found a window to operate in, but it's kind of further massaging it into a better spot so that we can follow at that 1 to 2 car lengths. If you can't follow that 1 to 2 car lengths, you can't really move forward in the field. It's just so hard to pass now with the weight of the cars. The hybrid unit can add some advantage depending on how you use it, but it really does make it tricky in the long run to move forward in the field.
Jack?
Yes, sir.
Answer the question, Jack.
To be honest, I was making sure your screen was okay after you dropped your phone, and then I spaced out.
Do you need tomorrow to be good to be ready to race on Sunday?
I would love that we would get it in for sure. I feel like there is a window. I feel like it looks better early in the day, so I really am hoping that if we do move it forward, if that opportunity is there, just do it. You know, let's extend the day. If we have to go an hour earlier, I think we all would rather do it. I think our car was pretty good on Monday. So really the biggest question is now conditions. Has the track lost any grip? It's going to be cooler, probably. The biggest thing we're not going to do is confuse ourselves. So we're going with the exact same car from Monday to tomorrow. If it's good, I mean, I hope it's good. And if not, we'll just work on it for a couple more hours.
If you win, will you be with me on pit lane at Detroit?
I might be tipsy still, but I absolutely still will be there.
Our boss is sitting absolutely right in the front row, so this is an on-the-record conversation.
You didn't hear that. Ignore that. I will be there. 1,000%. I'll even be on the production call on Tuesday.
That would be fun. That would just be, he wouldn't even been home yet.
I sure won't.
Yeah, awesome. I know you guys have other places to go. Thank you for coming. Big hand for Jack Harvey and Stingray Rob.
Thank you.
A couple of local residents. Thank you.
Yes. Sure.
Drive safely home.
Okay. Let's welcome up. I see him over here. It's Jack's teammate. He is driving the Kingspan Arco Chevrolet for Dreyer and Reinbold. The best qualifying performance he's ever had. And that's saying something because he's led 4 of the last 5 years. It's hometown hero Connor Daly.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
You always race so well here. Now you come in to where you get a little better starting spot. Here's a factoid for you. I looked it up.
Boy.
The last 5 years, you have gained 56 spots from where you started. So I'm not good at math because I went to Ball State. But that's something like 11 per year. You gain 11 in this race. That's going to go really well because you're starting 8th.
Great point. That's math. Yeah, we're numbers guys up here. It feels good. I mean, certainly the idea of starting up front is much better than starting in the back. But I've obviously started, in the last row a couple times. I've started everywhere, it feels like, in this field. And, I feel like I've started in those places. You end up mid-pack a lot of the times, but you're right next to someone like Joseph Newgard, or you're right next to other really good cars. So anyone can be anywhere after qualifying. Some cars are just, a little bit quicker than others. And thankfully this year we have a really fast car, and it's been fast in qualifying trim and race trim. And I feel really just kind of lucky to have been driving the car that I've had so far. And we were a little bit nervous, obviously, after Monday, because we got caught up in something that flew off of Alex's car. And then it ripped the floor to shreds. So we're hoping that everything remains the same come tomorrow, which is why I was glad the weather forecast was shaping up better, because it would just be a nice little extra confidence boost just to know that everything is still fine.
There's a great Connor Daly stat that I like to throw out. This man has led more laps at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway than Joseph Newgarden in the 500. How about that?
Well, it doesn't count for anything.
I understand it doesn't count the way you want it to, but the thing I liked about your media opportunity today in the media center was people were asking you questions about what happens if you win. And your response was very concise. It was, do you remember? One day at a time.
Yeah.
Tell us.
That's been our whole philosophy, really. I mean, it's you know, you can't really overthink about winning. That's not how champions do it. I feel like they think about executing one day at a time, the process. You know, I watched a lot of Olympic athletes as well in the last Olympics just talk about the fact that, like, they lost a love for their sport because all they focused on was winning. And then they actually really enjoyed it again when they focused on the process of just doing it and doing what they love. And I love driving really fast. And I love driving, you know, these cars. And we've focused just one day at a time on how do we make the car the best we could possibly make it on that day and for those conditions. And I think we've done a good job so far. So, yeah, it's we don't want to get ahead of ourselves. One lap at a time, one pit stop at a time. And we hope to be in position, you know, or about second or third with 15 to go.
There are so many factors that come into winning this race. First, you have to just be in that position. But lately, their strategy with the driver. We usually think about strategy on the pit box, but you need to get in that top three. And then it's, you know, even if it's top two, it's 50-50. How do you work through that of game planning? If you're in that position, how do I win the thing? Especially against, if it's Newgarden, if it's Pillow, it's people who have been in that before.
Well, I mean, a lot of racing is gambling, too. I mean, there's, you know, you got to make the right calls at the right time, but sometimes you get lucky with certain things the way they fall, too. So it's much easier to control your own destiny when you're at the front, I feel like. That's something that, you know, we kind of are aiming for. If you're at the front, you can control your own destiny a lot better. If you're about third or fourth, you can save fuel a lot better. But there is also going to be a lot of times where you are not saving fuel and you got to push like hell. So, you know, it's a long day and you got to be patient, but you always need to keep yourself at the front, because if you fall a little bit further behind, you might be like, oh yeah, it's fine. But then you're in the danger zone. So you want to stay at the front, stay at the sharp end, and just stay consistent.
Can you ever hear the crowd? When you take the lead, the place erupts. Can you hear that?
No. I mean, you can't hear anything. If anyone's telling you, they're lying to you. I wish I could, though. It does mean a lot. And seeing all the videos and seeing people say it, it's awesome. And I wish we could hear it. But we've got earplugs jammed so deep into our ears, you could probably touch our brains with them. So, you know, that's about all we can hear is our crew and our spotters shouting at us. But yeah, it means a lot. And it's really cool to hear about. And people keep telling me. So they must not all be lying, which is really cool.
Last thing, what's the Connor Daly burger this year from Cluster Truck, which you can still buy through the end of the week?
Oh yeah,
proceeds going to the IU Simon Cancer Center.
Very delicious burger with a bit of bacon on, a little bit of barbecue sauce, some crispy fried onion straws, some very delicious little bits and pieces on that thing. And I very much, now I don't enjoy it often because I need to be in athlete mode this month, but I will be celebrating with it on Sunday. If things
one
go
day
right
at a
way.
Time, one day at a time.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're available right in the back. Get your
right
Cluster
there.
Truck burgers benefiting the Cancer Center. Connor, I know you have many other words to say. You're dismissed. Thank you so much. 100% attendance.
Thank
again.
You.
I believe he's been to every single Burger Bash since he's reached IndyCar, maybe even before you reached IndyCar as well.
When he was a wee little lad.
I love burgers and bashing.
Exactly.
So we'll see. Yeah.
Connor Daly.
Thank you.
And just hand off the mic to our friend there.
Jimmy.
We welcome next, I believe, 9-time Indy 500 starter, former pole winner, 6-time IndyCar race winner, now fellow talking head with Fox Sports.
Hello.
Here's James Hinchcliffe.
Hello, everybody.
How are you?
Very well. How are you?
Who also has a great attendance record here.
I try. Yeah.
Yeah.
I might not have come the year I didn't qualify, but I sorry about that.
You were a little busy that year.
Yeah.
Well, there was another year where you had a good excuse.
Pretty in hospital one year, too.
I think those are the only two times you haven't made it. So.
Yeah. Is Rossi coming? He got cleared, man. No excuses. Have a round of applause for Alex Rossi getting cleared.
He has been here before.
Starting on the front row.
We all knew he was fine when it said he was in good spirits. We knew that was a lie.
No, yeah, that's when I was worried when they said he was in good spirits. I'm like, okay, so head injury.
I saw him wiggling his fingers today. He's fine.
Dude, we did a live podcast at Cracker Barrel. He had his dirty old foot sitting up on a chair. He's good to go. He'll be fine.
By the way, he was asked today to show the injury to his finger, and he says, I can't do it. It'll give you I'll get in trouble for that. It's the middle finger.
Appropriate.
Yeah, it's appropriate.
That's the one that was injured because he uses it so much. It's like worn down a little bit, so that's why it wasn't as strong in the hit.
But how do you have a procedure on your finger and you have no mark of said injury and said procedure?
The incredible surgeons at Methodist Hospital in downtown Indianapolis.
Do you need the middle finger to work the paddle shifter or the hybrid or anything, or can that be adjusted to use a different finger if that is at less than full strength?
I think he can use it. I mean, what you would use it for doesn't require a lot of strength.
Okay.
So the mobility, I think, is the bigger issue. And as you saw,
it's left finger.
Fine.
It's left.
Yeah, downshifts, upshifts. I mean, that's usually the finger you're using. So
what about the foot? Now, he didn't show us what the problem was, but he had the boot on. He went through a simulator. This is breaking news, by the way. He went through the simulator. He had to go through all kinds of. He had to get out of in and out of the car in record time to show that he could do it if needed. The foot is pretty important on the right side here.
The right foot's pretty important everywhere.
We it's like a stop-and-go foot.
That's why hench shoes have different colored boots.
Correct.
So
it's the green one.
Right? It's the go. It's the go loud one.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Like, it's probably better that it wasn't the left, because even though you don't use the brakes a lot here, when you do use them, you got to put a lot of force on. Here, you know, you're using the throttle a lot. Obviously, you're balancing it a lot, but you can adjust the throttle return spring, basically how stiff the throttle pedal is. So for him, if it's sore or he's having an issue, he could soften up that spring and he can just breathe on that pedal and keep it flat. Good to go.
How many hours of shows did we do this month? And do we lose bragging rights? You and I used to have a little contest of who could get the most hours because it was basically you and me and one other person.
Right.
Now we do have the full crew, so everybody's sharing equally.
Yeah, I think
so we're not as worn out as we used to be.
I think we only did 40 of the 48 hours so far.
Yeah.
We've got a couple hours off. But, I mean, look, I'm a driver. We're not good at math. I can't count that high. It's been a lot, but I was talking to, I think it was Kirkwood today, and he's like, yeah, it's a long week. You know, I'm like, oh, yeah? Is it a long week for you? I'm like, you know, when you go out and do your first run, then you're like, I'm going to do a geo change. I'm going to go back to the garage for 2.5 hours. We are on the whole time. If cars are running, the track is green, we are talking about it. He goes, yeah, that's a good point. It's probably more work for you.
And he's digging ditches.
By the way, Connor was up here, and I just keep thinking about how strong a voice he has. His career of his father's broadcasting. Are you fearful of your job when Connor stops driving?
I'm fearful of my job every day, Kurt. You just never know. And, I mean, Graham's already told me he's coming after my job. Connor's probably coming after my job. I know Ferrucci's been spending a lot of time up in the booth on next broadcast with you guys. He's probably coming after my job. Jack's coming after my job. Everybody's coming after my job. I'm just trying to milk it while it lasts.
Okay.
That's it.
What's that?
Right.
See? See, he's here. I don't even know he was here to hear that.
All of the drivers that were analysts before, and even some of us that weren't, said we want him to drive for as long as possible because he's going to have a spot as soon as he's done. Now, on that, I've been stirring it up on this radio show.
Yeah, this is where we're really going right here.
As you
do. Months, and you have answered this question publicly, so I don't feel bad about asking it to you again. What is the circumstance where you would race in the Indianapolis 500 again? Is there one?
There is one.
As I told him, he didn't believe me at first.
Yeah, there is. It's getting further and further away from reality and possibility. But if it have to be the right call from the right team, You know, I understand what my day job is now. I understand what my future is. And I think if I did one more, it would be the last one. I think that the conversations I've had with Fox would allow me to maybe dabble one more time if the situation was right. I think it comes with a caveat, though, is I have to allow T-Bell to talk to me under green on the radio. So that might be where I've got to pull the plug.
And he proposed sharing a ride.
Yeah, he did.
He wanted the two of you to do it sports car style, where one does the first 100 laps.
Yeah.
That'd be a long pit stop, and unfortunately it's not allowed in the rules anymore.
I know. We're not the same size. It wouldn't work. It wouldn't work.
All right. Thank you for coming. I know I've already gotten an excuse to not attend, but there is another Fox Sports event this evening because they have fun and they have fun events. So
they do.
You get to that.
You would think that, you know, when you stop being a driver, you have fewer commitments throughout the month of May. Evidently, not true.
Not true.
We know that we work more during the days, and we have just as many commitments in the evenings. So, Jack, drive as long as you can, bro. It's way less work. Okay?
I remember when Rusty Wallace did the Indy 500 for ABC, and he was doing broadcasting on NASCAR for ESPN, and he said, in one of the few conversations I had with him, he said, if I would have known there were this many meetings in television, I would have just kept driving. There's a lot more work in television.
Amen.
And
it
doesn't pay as well.
Well, but it's fun, Kev.
At least for a NASCAR driver.
But we love it. We love it. And we love this event. Hey, guys, round of applause for the Burger Bash. These guys put it on every year. Stacy, I know you do a lot of it for it as well. It's a great one to get to come out to. Weather cooperated, so that's always nice. Hopefully it cooperates tomorrow. Hopefully it cooperates Saturday. Hopefully it cooperates Sunday.
I think you were in go-karts when we started in 2008. Where were you at in 2008?
No, I was already like
six seasons in Atlantic.
I was already on my eighth year of Atlantic/Lights. Yeah, but I missed the first couple. But
the great James Hinchcliffe, everybody.
Thanks, guys.
And he's still an active sports car driver. We'll probably see him in the Rolex 24 again next year as well. All right, we're off and rolling. We'll have more drivers, more guests, and more fun coming up here. If you're joining us live, just on the outskirts of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, it's the Indy's Nuts Burger Bash, delivered by Cluster Truck, benefiting the IUK Simon Cancer Center.
There's a more intelligent way to keep your home comfortable this summer. Luxair Premium Residential Systems, with unquestionable efficiency to save you money. Undeniable quality, because every Luxair unit is designed, engineered, and assembled to last, backed by industry-leading warranties. Now that's a smart choice in home comfort. Contact Cork and Steel Products to learn more about becoming a Luxair dealer. Cork and Steel and Luxair, a combination you can count on. 317-926-6061. 926-6061.
In Indy, this is the weekend summer really starts. And at Sullivan's, we're taking an additional 10% off all premium patio furniture and 20% off umbrellas. So, get ready for summer at Sullivan's.
This is Trackside with Kurt Cavan and Kevin Lee. Brought to you by Luxair Premium Residential Systems. A smart choice in home comfort on 93.5 and 107.5 The Fan.
Welcome back to the Indy's Nuts Burger Bash. Outside the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, benefiting the IU Simon Cancer Center, it's race week here on 107.5 The Fan. Thanks for joining us on Trackside and here live. Kurt Cavan has a special guest. This is going to be an interesting interviewed, like when I interviewed high school football players.
Well, Lucy is
words.
She's still figuring out her words, so she hasn't got a pick for the race yet, but she does like Hinchcliffe.
All right, so news of the day. I was told Ryan Hunter Ray is here, but he's not quite here yet, so we'll see him in just a moment. News of the day, Alexander Rossi is cleared, so that's good. Weather is looking better for tomorrow. Sunday is looking a little bit better, so we'll hope for our best on that. And then if you go to last night's podcast, you kind of got our tiers. Any different thinking? Let's go non-Alex Palou category, because he's tier one alone. Who else has our best chance to win the race? Anything change from listening to them all today? I think you probably heard, if not all 33, a couple had some commitments and weren't there, but you probably heard from 30 of them.
I probably heard from 30 of them. I liked what Pato O'Ward had to say. He's look, this is a speedway race car, same as Alexander Rossi. They think they are poised to be right back where they were prior to Monday's accident. But the guy who sat up there and really had great control of the moment was David Malukas. I think David Malukas has a confidence that I not sure that I was ready for this early in his Team Penske career. He's ready to go.
Does anybody have a question for Kurt? Because I need to step off the stage and deal with something for just a moment.
Oh.
So, early question about the race for Kurt, come on up, and that would allow me a chance to deal with something that we need to deal with.
Oh, this is
the
big. This is big.
Of the program. Anyone? Bueller? Where's Mark Lynch? Mark Lynch can help.
Where's the questions? Back. Anybody got a question?
Anybody got a question for Kurt? You can walk out with your wireless microphone and deal with that question.
Is your
coming up in just a moment.
Pressing moment.
Yeah, so let's do this then. I think I saw him. Did I see Alex Singleton over here? Where's Alex? Come on up, Alex. And I may bump you in a moment when an Indy 500 winner shows up. So Alex Singleton is going to join us, and we'll tell you what the connection is in a moment. But if you don't know who Alex is, he was a Pro Bowl alternate last year. He is a Denver Broncos starting linebacker. He is already a great story. Undrafted free agent out of Montana State, right? Played in the CFL, I think defensive player of the year, worked his way up through the NFL, and just signed a new big contract here in the offseason. And he's here for a very special reason. Welcome to the Burger Bash.
Thanks for having me.
It's good to
welcome
have you.
Welcome to the Indy 500.
Yeah, thank you for having me to that.
You were out here at practice. What did you think of and you're here on Jack Harvey's program with the Invest people and some of the partners there. What did you think about seeing race cars go, say, 236 miles an hour or so?
It's awesome. It's really cool. I'm not surprised that 500,000 people show up on Sunday.
So I want you to, and what I was going to tell you, I was trying to get off the stage to mention this. Family show, so we won't be super graphic about, but there is a real cause, and there is something we want to remind young men that they can do. And because you got checked in advance, you're healthy, and you missed one football game last year after what?
Yeah, as you guys can see, I'm wearing the Indy's Nuts campaign t-shirt. So shout out to Indy's Nuts and everyone here today working for Indy's Nuts and Fennec and being just amazing advocates. But I was diagnosed this past football season with testicular cancer. I failed the drug test, wasn't taking drugs, and said, what is this? My wife suggested we should probably go. You Googled what I failed for, and it said the hormone said possibly testicular cancer. My wife recommended we go to the doctor. We did that. And yeah, the day that I went public with my diagnosis, Testicular Cancer Awareness Foundation, Kim Jones reached out to me, who's here today, and they have partnered with Invest to and Fennec to just be a great cause and to save people's lives, to create pharmaceutical drugs for when you're going through chemotherapy. There's bad things that can happen. You can go deaf, and Fennec is creating drugs that make it so you don't have to do that. So they're saving your life, not just saving your life, but making it so your life is livable when you're done. And that's what it's all about, and that's why I'm here this weekend.
So failing a drug test was the best thing under the circumstances that could have ever happened to you.
Yeah, it saved my life. I found out as early as possible and got done.
And you missed one game. You started 16 of 16 games. There are only 17 games in the regular season last year. So
yeah.
That's pretty impressive. Will you take it easy on the Colts? I haven't even looked at the schedule. No, they're not on the schedule this year.
Well,
right?
They got a free win last year on a penalty, so we can't.
But I'll say this. Here in Indianapolis is probably the best place for a Denver Broncos player. There are a lot of Broncos jerseys still in Indianapolis. That may say 18 on them, but there are still a lot of Broncos jerseys
here. I have heard a lot. You know, everywhere I've been, I get the, I am also kind of a Broncos fan, and so we do appreciate it because I guess we stole your guy, so.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of football players that work in NASCAR. There are a few in IndyCar now. Have you thought about this? Maybe when the football career is over,
I think
you could
be
the
so
fueler,
cool.
You could change a tire.
Well, watching the team, I know Jack's team, I don't know about every team, but I know that their guys also are the engineers and know how to work on the cars. I can maybe change my tire if it gets flat, so we're going to,
They coach you up.
Learn one day. I could probably be on the pits, though. Throwing around the tires would be fun.
Hey, so, thanks for coming out.
Yeah, when you look look at these tires. Look at one of the rear wheels. Shaquille O'Neal picked one up one time, wheel and tire, and held it up. It looks small.
Oh, I think he could pick up the car.
Yeah.
Alex Singleton of the Denver Broncos, and also a great representative for our partners with the Indy's Nuts program. They're handing out peanuts.
Yes,
at the racetrack.
Check your nuts,
look for
feel the bags. Yours and the peanuts.
Hey, it's great to have you here. Enjoy the race. Yeah. And that party, if Jack Harvey wins, is going to be really good. I'll see you there.
Yep.
Thank you. I will be going to that one. I'll be going to that one. Yep. Alex Singleton, everybody. Thank you for coming.
Go
our
Broncos.
Next guest is joining us now, who also has a very high attendance record here at the Burger Bash. He's back with a Chevrolet. He's back to being very fast around the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. I think the first 5 years he was here, qualified in the top seven.
Come on up.
Junkos Hollingers. Renus VK.
Hello, good evening. Good. Is it evening? Yes, it is evening.
Close enough.
Hello, everybody.
Close enough. How are you?
I'm doing good. Actually, there's some sunshine in Indiana, which I thought we wouldn't see anymore.
I thought Will Buxton brought the UK to us here. So, yeah, get that out. Let's have some sunshine, and maybe tomorrow and certainly on Sunday.
Exactly. No, it's good. It's good to be here again. Very nice. Nice to see so many people out here for a good cause, and I'm excited to head into Carb Day tomorrow, which I think looking at my phone, it looks like it's going to be dry tomorrow, so that's going to be good.
So we look at your qualifying results. You're, again, right in the mix. Are you just brave, or do you just pick the right guys to work with each year? Because you were always, except for 1 year, I remember, always in the mix in qualifying.
Yes. Other drivers have called me brave, actually, this year. I've also heard big balls. I've also heard small brains, so
well, it's the Indy's not far apart, so you'll fit right in. Yeah.
It's not far apart, so now it's. I just like this place. I always feel confident around here. I'm not very, you know, I'm not very daunted by the speed and everything and the risk we're taking. So, being comfortable around this place is everything. It's way more important than peak grip. It's being comfortable, making sure as a driver I can do whatever I can and take those, you know, take those chances out on the track.
I don't mean to ask it like this, but why does the speed not translate into results? Has it just because things happen over 3 hours?
Things happen. You know, humans do get eager at times, a bit too eager at moments. So, you know, being with small teams, I've always felt like I have to win the 500. This is our shot. This is where, you know, everybody can kind of do it. I think throughout the years, this is my seventh 500. I think at this moment, I'm just going to go into it like any other race. We've got 18 races on the schedule, and I'm just going to do it like any other race. Stay in the race, number one, to finish first, you first have to finish, but then also, you know, maximize it in the moments where it matters. Not in pit lane, you know, just, I've got the pit crew that has my back anyway, so I'm just going to do what I always do. And I think we should have a good run for it, and maybe if we get lucky, go for that win.
Let's switch sides so the people on that side of the room can see you. There you go. Here's this side of Renus VK.
What do you want to get done tomorrow?
Just want to get some time in the car, back into the rhythm. You know, we've been driving all month, but now we've had, what is it, three days out of the car. So just getting back into the rhythm, you know, timing is everything about the speedway to set up a pass. Just getting that timing back. And actually on Monday, we messed up the gears a little bit, so the car didn't feel as quick. I think there's a few changes on the car we want to try. Both Singray and I have the same feeling that, you know, that's the way we have to go. So just verifying those and, yeah, then just, you know, also want to be out there racing for the fans, because so many people, also international people, a lot of Dutch people make it out to Indy and they come here by Wednesday or Thursday. And then, yeah, there's no carb day. So we want to race. We want to be out there and drive.
You mentioned the Dutch fans. Your name is not really Renus VK. You did us all a favor when you came to America, knowing dumb guys like me wouldn't get it right. But it's Renus von Kalmthout.
Yeah, you say it really well.
So
von Kalmthout, yes.
What was that like to decide, because I'm sure to the family that means something, to decide, all right, I'm going to go try to make it in America, and I'm going to give up the heritage of my name, at least publicly.
Well, first of all, in the region of the Netherlands that I'm from, the name is very famous because of my great-granddad and my granddad. They started four dealerships. Okay. So I think my granddad's actually happy that there's no Von Kalms out here because I drive with Chevy.
Oh, okay.
That would be bad blood. Unfortunately, he's not here to laugh about this anymore. But no, we changed it just, you know, VK, two letters. V as in Van, K as in Kalmthout. But then VK is two letters, not really a name.
Yep.
So then we just wrote it down phonetically, and that's kind of how it stuck. So rolls off the tongue easy. I think it's easier for you. You're the live answer to that question right here.
It made it a lot easier.
Hey, it makes it easier for me, too. I only know so many letters in my computer.
Yeah, it's true.
So I have to spell it.
So my email is still my full name, which I have to put that in. Like, anytime I'm on the phone, it's like, oh, what's your email? I'm like, oh no. And then I get it wrong so often, and then I don't get a confirmation or anything. So, yeah, it is a tough one, even for Dutch people. Even for Dutch people, it's a hard name.
Thank you for coming out. You, again, have graced us with your presence virtually every year. I think probably every year since you've been in IndyCar.
I think so. I'd like to hope so.
Yeah. Finish it off this weekend. Rinus VK, everybody. He's one of the fast ones,
much.
And he's one of the good guys as well. Kind enough to join us. When we come back, we may have an Indy 500 winner joining us. He'll be here very soon.
We may have one right here. And
is he standing right here?
No,
right
this
now?
One that's leaving the stage.
I meant one that's already won, not a future winner. And we've had pretty good luck with future winners. Stay with us. More coming up from the Indy's Nuts Burger Bash next to IMS.
There's a more intelligent way to keep your home comfortable this summer. Luxair Premium Residential Systems with unquestionable efficiency to save you money. Undeniable quality because every Luxair unit is designed, engineered, and assembled to last, backed by industry-leading warranties. Now that's a smart choice in home comfort. Contact Cork and Steel Products to learn more about becoming a Luxair dealer. Cork and Steel and Luxair, a combination you can count on. 317-926-6061. 926-6061.
In Indy, this is the weekend summer really starts. And at Sullivan's, we're taking an additional 10% off all premium patio furniture and 20% off umbrellas. So get ready for summer at Sullivan's.
This is Trackside with Kurt Cavan and Kevin Lee. Brought to you by Luxair Premium Residential Systems. A smart choice in home comfort on 93.5 and 107.5 The Fan.
Oh, that's a new song by our friend Clayton Anderson, who might be joining us here. That he just posted. So that's pretty cool. We'll hear that. We may play that live in its entirety here coming up in a few minutes. It's the last segment. What we missed? What we missed is in the moments we have remaining on the radio show is the driver of the famous number 14 for AJ Foyt Racing. He's one of the contenders. Don't sit down. Don't get comfortable. He always finishes at the front. It's Santino Ferrucci in the home for our Troop Chevrolet. How are you?
I'm good. How's everybody tonight? This
You're
evening.
Awesome.
Hey, the weather held out for you.
Looking good.
It doesn't like us very much, but
well,
apparently it likes you.
We're planning a show tomorrow and Sunday as well, so hopefully we have the same karma, right?
Hey, even better.
Yeah.
I love it. So nice. Every year you've been coming out to do this now.
You know, you kept telling me last weekend, my car's mid, you know, it's 9 to 12. You're starting fifth.
I totally did do that. We didn't think we had the some of the speed that we saw, like in morning practice. Felix, then Pillow. So we just kind of played it safe, and then AJ was basically like, it pays nothing to win anything on Sunday. So, we were thought we were going to qualify 14th. We ended up making it in. I did my fast 12 run, and I looked at Larry. I said, sweet, we'll start 11th. And then we were in the fast 6. So I was a little caught off guard. I think so was he.
What do you need to do to finish it off and win? You've been close. You finished 3rd. You finished, I think, 4th and 5th. What's it going to take?
Yeah, you know, I think basically I finished in every position except for 1st, 2nd, and 9th.
Okay.
So let's hope this year we get the 1st in. Eventually, if I get them all, I'll have to make something. I have a year of every car. So, but
hey, you'll be okay winning a couple of times.
Yeah, I think winning a few times would be great.
All right, stay here for a minute. We're going to talk to the live audience in a moment, and this is why you want to be at the Burger Bash. Radio can only do so much. We've used up all of our time on the radio show. Kurt will be back with someone tomorrow night. At
Derek Schultz.
Derek Schultz and Beyond the Bricks with Mike and Jake is coming up in just a moment. Podcast a little bit later. We'll continue on live here in person, but thank you for joining us for the radio portion of the Burger Bash. And be listening all weekend here on 93.5 and 107.5 The Fan.
There's a more intelligent way to keep your home comfortable this summer. Luxair Premium Residential Systems, with unquestionable efficiency to save you money. Undeniable quality, because every Luxair unit is designed, engineered, and assembled to last, backed by industry-leading warranties. Now that's a smart choice in home comfort. Contact Cork and Steel Products to learn more about becoming a Luxair dealer. Cork and Steel and Luxair, a combination you can count on. 317-926-6061. 926-6061.
In Indy, this is the weekend summer really starts. And at Sullivan's, we're taking an additional 10% off all premium patio furniture and 20% off umbrellas. So get ready for summer at Sullivan's.
Santino Ferrucci, everybody. AJ Foyt Racing, the homes for our troops Chevrolet. Hey,
let me get the keys real quick.
And a proper welcome now for the 2014 Indy 500 winner, IndyCar champion.
Sweet.
Driving now with Arrow McLaren Racing, it's Ryan Hunter-A.
What's up, buddy?
Thank you. Kevin. Thank you, Santino.
Good to see you. See you, bud.
You have a comment.
By the way.
You want his car?
Yeah.
We win this race, we get one.
True.
That's one way to do it.
True story.
Okay. Hey. You guys maybe make a pact. If either of you win, you get to share it? Something like that?
He's already got one, though.
Yeah, I
know. But you want a real one. You want one the proper way.
Yeah, you have a pace car. I don't have a pace car yet.
Do you have your pace car, right?
I have a Z28, not a ZR1.
Still a fun car.
It is.
But it's 12 years old, so it's time for an upgrade. All right, you guys worked that amongst yourself.
Does your contract ensure that you'll get a McLaren?
Working on it. I'm working on it, Kurt.
I've seen Siegel drive in one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's full-time, though. Yeah. You've been to all the races, and you're helping everyone.
The car's fun, though. I was telling the boys, I'm going to try and work Tony to get one, maybe for at home, maybe for a few months. Yeah. But you know what? In South Florida, it's just like stoplight. You got to go find like an on-ramp or something to actually enjoy it. So,
here's why this guy is really smart. He knows how expensive racing is.
Yeah.
The boys have baseball gloves back here.
Yes.
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 You get paid to play baseball.
$200 a shot for a glove.
It's fine. Yeah, and they say it's $1,500 for the travel team. Yeah, that's fine. That's a day on the go-kart track.
For sure. $250,000 for like a top-level karting budget right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, insane.
Yeah. So the beginning of the week wasn't going great. I talked with you today. It's starting to go better now.
Yeah, we had some issues. You know, we had electrical issues, telemetry, this, that, and the other. And then Thursday, we had a hybrid failure. Had to split the car in half to deal with that. Friday, doing Q-Sims, had a gearbox failure. So, yeah, it's been a tough go. But you know what? Monday, race practice was awesome. The car was great. I thought I was within my window that I need to make it happen. So I'm good.
So in the weeks, maybe even months, since you were named to this ride, we've been talking about you being one of the favorites to win this race. Is that an unfair expectation when you join a team as kind of an extra? Is that unfair? Because there haven't been very many extras win this race.
Good question. I mean, I've been with the team actually every weekend, right? I've been at the races. I've been at the tests. I've been working with the engineers. I know everybody there, and it feels nothing like a one-off in that regard. So I'm grateful for that, and we'll see Sunday. I mean, here's the thing. With this car, everybody's been working with it for so long. There's so many good cars. It's nuts. It's not like you have all these, you know, guys that are, he'll be nothing on Sunday. It's not like that. Like, it is really tough to move through. When I won this race, I started 19th and just cut through it, leading by halfway. You're not doing that now. So
first of all, let's switch sides so these people can now see you on this side. And by the way, I still think you won 13, too. You should have won 13.
Dude, this is my guy right here. I did. And I'll tell you the other ones I should have won, too. But
but well, 13 and 14, I mean, you might have been better in 13 than you were in 14.
Yeah, Tony, when he passed me going into turn one on the restart with whatever it was.
About three or four to go.
Yeah, it was something like that. I knew I had to get past, right, to get the repass. Yeah. I wasn't going to sit out in front and walk away. So I was perfectly fine with how turn one went. Dario crashed. I think it might have been a little inside job there.
That's what I've been saying. I've been saying that.
I'm joking, by the way.
I'm not joking.
There were people that thought that, and the answer was... No. Dario Franchitti may like Tony Kanaan. He is not hitting a wall at 220 miles an hour.
Correct. But he didn't hit it very hard.
Okay.
Yeah, he moseyed it in.
It kind of went,
Yeah. And
I love you, Dario, but...
Yeah, exactly. And it went yellow, right, from there. And 2014 was what I call the beginning of the red flag era.
Yep.
We red flag races now before the end to get a green finish. And, yeah, Elio and I went to battle, and it was amazing.
I would think that in 23, when they went to a one-lap shootout, that didn't go over very well with Ryan Hunter-Reay, because you should have had it in 13.
Yep. Should have had it in 13, should have had it in 16, should have had it in 25.
I wasn't even going to bring up 25. That was... This man led 48 laps.
Yeah, I had a chance at the battle.
Yeah. You would have been lead car with probably... 8 to 10 to 12 cars between you.
Spot on, yep.
And the veteran savviness to get there.
Right.
Now, maybe Pelot still gets you.
Who knows, yeah.
Maybe Erickson still gets
you. Could be, yep.
But you like your chances.
Like my chances in that regard, absolutely.
You want to keep going, right?
What's up?
You want to keep going. This is nowhere close to the end. This is going
every year.
Well,
I reevaluate it, right? Like Elio will keep doing this till he's 85.
Correct.
If somebody allows him to, and I respect that because Elio is a true competitor. But I'm not sure. Every year I reevaluate. What's the scenario? Who am I working with? What are the people? Who are the people? How much wind tunnel time? How much development on that car? All this stuff goes into my my decision making process, and it's a very thorough process.
So I wrote the other day, Tony Kanaan kind of segued into this managerial role and it became a bigger role. I don't see any scenario where you're running a race team out of Indianapolis, but do you think you could stay in this kind of role beyond your driving career?
I think there's maybe some news coming on that, but we'll see. Not sure. We'll see.
How about that? News breaking.
He's been with the team every weekend, and I know this. The other drivers like having him around, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Kanaan does as well. And we like him available for Indy Next broadcast whenever he happens to be
there. A blast with you guys, Kevin. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to rack up my Southwest miles, trust me. It's more big picture.
That's because you can't choose your seat anymore.
Exactly.
You got to pay for it.
That's
and you've
right.
got football teams to coach.
That's right.
How many teams this fall for flag football?
Two.
Two? Okay.
Yep,
you
two.
Did 3 1 year.
Yep. Yeah, three. Oh, that was wild. It's more managing parents at that point. Yeah.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Thank you for coming. Another
Anytime.
One with almost
so
flawless attendance.
And thank you guys all for showing up. Appreciate you. You guys make it happen, honestly. You guys make all this possible. Thank you so much.
I think he's taller than he was last time I saw him. You keep getting taller. This guy was a starting quarterback.
I'm going, man. I drink milk.
You should come to the compound because we like to throw the football back in the compound. And
Do
I suspect
really?
Townsend Bell has a pretty good arm.
I want to ask you one more thing.
I'm quite sure yours is better.
So I heard the other day you and Nolan and Lundgaard were talking about the sensation of speed. You never really had seen it up close. And we gave you a suggestion to go out to turn. Well, I won't tell where it's at.
No.
But there's a spot where you can get close to the racetrack and the cars are really close here.
Yeah.
Was that your first time to see that?
Yes.
And if so, what did you think of that sensation?
So I have purposely not gone to the outside of the track to watch us do what we do.
Crazy people?
Yes, because it is insane outside. And we were in a spot where I told Doug Bowles after, I said, if somehow you could bottle that, what I just saw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sold across the board. Like, it is wild. We were up close to the fence, and the Yellow Jackets were going absolutely berserk.
Did
yellow
you say, I've signed
shirts,
the waiver?
Not
but
yellow
I've signed
jacket.
The waiver.
Yellow Jackets.
They're not
well.
Bees.
My middle had, we were in Portland, we went up for a hike to a waterfall, and he had three Yellow Jackets go right up his shorts.
Oh.
So that's why I
call him Yellow Jackets.
Yellow Jackets, yeah. But honestly, I don't know how we do that, but man.
Don't think, just do.
It was.
And sometimes you go through the grass.
And I've been doing this for, what, 25 years? Yeah.
According to Hinch, it's 40.
You stop it.
I said according to him. I'm still older than you, so I can't say
anything.
Don't
you jump on that bandwagon, man.
Thank you for coming. I know you have another appointment. It's the great Ryan Hunter Ray, everybody.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you. I'm going to take care of some business and find out what I have forgotten to mention in just a moment. Kurt's in charge. Where's Mark Lynch? Mark Lynch can co-host. There you go.
He's putting me in charge.
There you go. You're in charge.
If I have tier one with just Alex Pillow, and Ryan Hunter Ray, of course, does anybody have anybody else that they would put in tier one? Legitimately in tier one? Malukas in one.
Pato.
I got them both in tier two.
I know you do.
That's pretty good.
You asked where I was going to put him.
All right, anybody else besides Pato, Ryan Hunter Ray? He's calling Santino, so we'll put him in there. But anybody else? We'll put the Firehawk. How about the Firehawk?
What's up, Firehawk?
He's a little mouthy, but he's good. And he likes that tail feather. Look at that. He knows how to work the tail feather. All right, anybody else?
Rossi.
They like Sato. I'm always on the Sato bandwagon, although I can't understand what he says. I can't go with Rossi now.
Not in the top tier, everybody. Be nice.
Yeah, no. I think he's about the fifth pick. That's all.
That's pretty good out of 33.
That's pretty good.
You'd take that. In baseball, they would take that every day.
Yeah, they would. So, Kirk... I've been calling him Kirkland.
You can't call him Kirkland because that's Costco's private brand.
That's why.
He's a Sam's Club guy. I know. He's a Sam's Club guy.
That's why he's Kirkland. But Kirkwood, I don't think. You know, the other one I've been not mean to, but the other one I don't think is quite ready yet is Christian Lundgaard. I'm just not sure he's ready to win the Indy 500. I think he can win the Indy 500 in 2029 or 30 when he figures it out. But I'm not sure he's there yet.
And it has been a few years since we've seen anybody do... No, did Pillow do the double last year? Did he win both races?
Yes, okay. Pillow did.
And then Power in 18 and Pagenaud in 19?
Yeah, those are the three guys. Simon, Power, and Christian Lundgaard. So, all right. Oh, look at that. Ryan Hunter Ray is going to have to...
Wow. How did everybody get back there? So we need everybody to clear out of there, please. Everybody needs to leave. That's a construction zone. So no offense. Like, we just don't want anybody to get hurt for sure. So thank you.
So everybody but
Ryan Hunter Ray can leave. Yeah.
Is it really a construction zone?
It is. Yeah. You see the construction equipment and all the bike
the dump truck and the dumpster. I think it was one of the the requirements, if we could use this, but we couldn't get in the construction
zone. That's exactly right. So we're trying to avoid the construction zone.
So you want to slow down in the construction zone.
Right. Right.
That's how it works.
Stay safe.
Okay, so where are we at with raffle tickets? Where's Mrs. Lee?
We got raffle tickets going around. There's Navy Losi in the back with blue. So these are 50-50 raffle tickets. At the end of the night, we'll draw, and you'll get one, and somebody else will you'll get half of it, and the rest will go to the IU Comprehensive Cancer Center. You're also welcome to donate it back, and then we'll also have some raffle prizes after we do that. So there's one back there. Eric, where's Eric and his friend? There's some people with tickets running around. Oh, they're standing all in the same spot. Spread out. Right? Spread out. Come over this direction.
I like that. Spread out. Our next guest is going to join us.
Okay.
So this event is one for Indy 500 fans and to celebrate the greatest race in the world and get set for the weekend and hear from some of the drivers. But we also have attached it to great causes. We have a wonderful resource in Indiana in one of the, I think, is it 53? Is that the number now? Comprehensive Cancer Centers in the United States in the IU Simon Comprehensive Cancer Center. And we focused a lot on lung cancer and in lung cancer now. And we'll talk about that again in a moment. But through Jack Harvey's team and his partners at Invest, They are working with Fennec Pharma and the Testicular Cancer Awareness Foundation, and that's the Indies Nuts program. So we've kind of combined that together, and we're going to bring in one of the top doctors in this field from the IU Simon Cancer Center. Dr. Nabil Adra joins us now. Come on up. And you can speak with much more authority than either of us can about the work that you're doing. First of all, how are you?
Very good. How are you?
Good. Have you been to a race event before? Is this all new to you? You're getting to get behind the scenes for something you never imagined.
I've lived in Indiana for 15 years, and none of this is new for me. No.
That's what we like to hear. We like to meet doctors that are also race fans and get to experience this. So we talked to Alex a little while ago, and it's just a wonderful story, and you are in one of the fields, and really, it's the IU Simon Cancer Center, and one of the people that you work with that has made testicular cancer one of the things that we actually can deal with pretty well.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, a lot of people don't know, but the cure for testicular cancer was developed here at Indiana University. Back in 1974, my mentor, Larry Einhorn, who's, you know, mentored many people here at IU, developed a regimen that would end up curing about 80% of patients with testis cancer. Testis cancer was a disease where, you know, if you have it, there's about 20% chance you would survive it. Today, based on this regimen and based on the cure, 80% of patients who are diagnosed with testis cancer, even if it's spread, even if it's metastasized, are cured of their cancer based on this regimen. And that's all based on research that was done here at the IU Simon Comprehensive Cancer Center. So
this is one of, if you're going to get a cancer, this is one of them that you want?
This is a cancer that is highly curable, you know, again, in 80% of patients, but still, unfortunately, there's 20% of patients who are not cured, and we still need to do better. Okay. That's what we're doing here at the IU Simon Cancer Center, is we're still working. Our goal, you know, is to cure 100% of patients. 80% is great, but that's not good enough. We want to cure 100% of patients. We're working every day to develop new treatments, new clinical trials, to be able to cure everybody with this disease, and also make sure that all the survivors of testis cancer have a very healthy and long life.
So I like what Dr. Hanner and Dr. Lee say. Our mission is to kind of put ourselves out of work, right?
Absolutely. We want to be out of work. Yes, 100%.
Thank you for coming, and thank you for the work that you do, and enjoy the race this weekend.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Dr. Nabil Adra from the IU Simon Comprehensive Cancer Center.
There's a more intelligent way to keep your home comfortable this summer. Luxair Premium Residential Systems, with unquestionable efficiency to save you money. Undeniable quality, because every Luxair unit is designed, engineered, and assembled to last, backed by industry-leading warranties. Now that's a smart choice in home comfort. Contact Cork and Steel Products to learn more about becoming a Luxair dealer. Cork and Steel and Luxair, a combination you can count on. 317-926-6061. 926-6061.
Craving something specific? From global flavors to viral snacks, TikTok has it all. If you can dream it, you can make it right at home. Find your next favorite dish on TikTok.